Okay, so this Avajananti Mahamuda, let us see the meaning of that. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai.
Fools deride me.
Fools deride me.
When I descend.
When I descend.
In the human form.
In the human form.
They do not know.
They do not know.
My. Transcendental nature.
Transcendental nature.
As the Supreme Lord.
As the Supreme Lord.
Of all that be.
Of all that be.
So what Krishna is saying here is, see, like, you know, if you go and tell to your friends that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, so many people, you know, they don't agree. The thing is, for this, Krishna says they are fools, they are mudas. Basically, see, when when Lord Krishna, he was doing his pastimes in this earthly planet, at that time what happened, once the Pandavas. What are the names of the Pandavas? So, who is eldermost? He is this most. Anyway, so Yudhishthir, he was performing a Rajasu Yajna. So, what happened? Lot of arrangements had to be made. So he had called all the exalted rishis. Bharadwaj Muni had come, Vyasadeva had come, Vasishta had come, and then Lord Krishna had come. All the exalted people he had invited for the yajna, Rajasu Yajna. And everyone was doing some service. And that time, and everything was made in gold. The plates were made in gold. The plough was made in gold. Pots were made in gold. And there were big, huge amounts of ghee was used. And then, there were mountains of grains. So elaborate, big yajna was going to be performed. So then now, before you start anything auspicious, at that time, you should honor the most exalted person. So then they all said that now we have to see who is the most exalted person. We have to worship him before we start this. So then they all discussed. Then Sahadev said that there is no doubt. It is Lord Krishna who is the most exalted among in this whole group of devotees. Because there were so many, this big list is given in Krishna book. How many people had come for the Rajasu Yajna? So then they said that of course Krishna has to be done. So then what they did is they got beautiful trays of wonderful gifts for Lord Krishna. They gave different gifts for Lord Krishna. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj washed the feet of Lord Krishna. And then the water which comes out from that water they took and they sprinkled on their head. And all, I mean, they were doing very nice worship of Lord Krishna. At that time, everybody was very happy. Oh, Lord Krishna is being worshipped. Everyone was happy. Except one person. That was Shishupal. He was very jealous. Mere hote hue Krishna ka kaise puja ho sakta hai? How can Krishna be worshipped? So, he said that he got up from his place. And he said, oh, so many great devotees are there, so many learned sages are there. In front of these people, what you are worshipping this Krishna? He ran away from the battlefield. In one pastime with Jarasan, Lord Krishna, that's why he is called as Ranchor also. He ran away from the battlefield. So like this, you know, he started blaspheming Krishna. He started giving bad words to Krishna. So then what happened? Some people couldn't hear this. They just closed their ears. Oh no, we can't hear about Krishna like this. They ran away from the, they just walked away from the place. Some people, they just removed the sword to cut the head of Shishupal. So then there was going to become a big war over there. Actually, it was going to be such a beautiful yajna because all these great sages had come. This full paragraph is there in Krishna book of who had come. So this Shishupala also sat removing the stone, even he wanted to have a war. So then Lord Krishna thought that it is not wise in such a nice, beautiful ceremony having warfares, fighting each people, everyone fighting against each other. So that's why Lord Krishna, he very gently he removed his Sudarshan Chakra and he left it. The Sudarshan Chakra went and cut the head off. But Shishupal, from his childhood, he did only one thing. He blasphemed Krishna. The first word that came in the mouth of Shishupal was a bad word for Krishna. From his birth, he was an enemy of Krishna. But he was always thinking of Krishna. Although he was an enemy of Krishna, he was always thinking of Krishna. So what happened after he was killed with that chakra? Okay, a shining, his soul that was shining, that came out of his body. And it went and it merged into the body of Krishna. Now one may ask, Shishupal was so bad. He was giving all bad words to Krishna. But still, he merged into the body of Krishna. So then, the answer for that is, because he was always thinking of Krishna. But see, there is two types of bhakti. One is which is favorable for Krishna and which is unfavorable. Favorable is like, you know, thinking like Yashoda. Oh, my Krishna is very hungry. I should make butter for him. I should do dahi for him. I should do that. I should do this. And then the gopis. Oh, Krishna, he is, we should do so many things. That is favorable bhakti. And Kamsa and Shishupal, always thinking of Krishna. Oh, when Krishna is going to come and kill me, before that I should kill him. That is unfavorable. Same, both are thinking of Krishna. But this is favorable. So we should also think Krishna in a favorable way. That is bhakti. This is not bhakti. You follow? So that is about, so fools deride me. So Shishupal, although Krishna was standing in front of him, he couldn't recognize the importance of the Lord. That is why fools deride me when I descend. And then that is this example. Once what happened, Lord Krishna, he was sleeping. Does Krishna sleep? Was sleeping. At that time Duryodhan and Arjuna, they came. Duryodhan went and sat, for him, like, you know, he is always very proud all the time. He went and sat near the head of Krishna. And Arjun, he is a pure devotee of Krishna. So he is very humble. So he went and sat near the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna was nicely sleeping. And when he got up, whom did he see first?
Arjuna.
He saw Arjuna. Hey Arjun, when did you come? So then Duryodhana said, even I have come. Oh, even you have come? Yes. So then Krishna said, how can I serve you? What do you want, Arjuna? So then Krishna said, actually the thing is, both had come to take help from Krishna for the battlefield, for the battle of Mahabharata. So Krishna said, Arjuna, because you came first, I will help you. So he said that I have my Narayani Sena, that is huge army of Lord Krishna, biggest army of soldiers, of so many Akshuvenis. One Akshuveni has so many thousands of elephants and thousands of horses, many, many thousands, big number. Sometime I'll tell you the full number. So many horses, so many elephants, so many soldiers, so many things. Akshuvenis. And do you want my Narayani Sena or do you want me? My Sena is very big. I have so many people in my Sena. Arjuna said, Krishna, I want you. And Duryodhana, I want your Narayani Sena. So fools deride. He didn't know the importance of Krishna. This way, the fools don't recognize the power of Lord Krishna. That's the meaning of when Duryodhan. Why will Yudhishthir and Arjun both come? Arjun has, from the side of Pandavas, one person has come. From the side of Kauravas, one person has come. Okay, so this was basically understanding Krishna is God. Only intelligent people can understand it. I was hearing a lecture by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says that only intelligent people can understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Okay, so because understanding that Krishna is supreme, like, you know, why is Krishna supreme? We always tell, isn't it? The six opulences. What are they? I am not going to tell you. Tell me. Why is Krishna the Supreme Personality of God? Do one thing. Today it is a question for you. Tomorrow you give me the answer.